what kind of pushed me to make it right now was obviously the Sarah Everard situation came up in the media, and I felt like people were finally, I think people are finally starting to really pay attention.
Do you think people are more willing to talk about their experiences now?
Yes, I had a lot of the interviewees say that because of the Sarah Everard thing, and because of, you know, the more people come forward, the more it makes them want to come forward, because they realise they're not alone, but they also don't feel as ashamed because they realise, you know, they wouldn't blame somebody else. They wouldn't say, oh, it's your fault to somebody else. So then they're no longer saying those things to themselves either. I think the majority of people have had their real audio in the film, and then there's just a few people that have had an actor read it instead. But people, I think because it's a collective thing, like they're not on their own. I've done it too, so my story's in there as well. They know that I understand exactly where they're coming from.
When the film is ready, what's the plan for it? What do you intend to do with it?
The Kickstarter means you can get tickets to an online premiere, which will be like a private online premiere for people who have supported the film. And then after that, it will be going to festivals. We really hope that really the festival circuit is to help sort of get the film out there. It helps people see it and get publicity to it. And that's really what matters the most to me, is for people to see it and be moved by it and maybe to make some change.